sometimes they say certain things burn. The fire would burn certain things and it would leave certain things.
The things that were stolen, maybe?
Yes, the things that were stolen. Sometimes they say when people steal things from people and people set it, that the fire could burn these things. Burn part and leave part.
Okay. And how about, have you ever heard of a jumbi crab?
No.
Or any other kind of jumbies? Any?
No, only in jumbies, like
just,
as they say,
just
ghosts.
Just kind of a ghost, or like, and especially like seeing light up in the up in the mountains.
And they used to talk about jack-o'-lantern, which is a light.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Which is a light that leads you. You follow that light, and eventually, sometimes the light leads you to a cliff, and you might fall over that cliff and break in it.
Oh, is that right?
But it's a jack-o'-lantern.
And that's an evil spirit.
Yeah, that's an evil spirit.
Never does good.
No.
Well, that's great. That's what I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah. That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah. Can you think of any other? How about Nancy? Do you know any, ever heard of Nancy? Nancy stories like a spider that was supposed to be a evil.
No.
Okay.
I only read about that in book.
I meant things that they actually talk about on the island. I'm not interested in that. Now, when you were growing up, was there anyone in the community, not a regular doctor, but someone who you could go to get cures for certain kinds of any kind of ailments?
Yes,
in the village.
It had people.
Yeah.
Who used to like. They do their own remedy of things that you would get cured for.
Yeah. Can you think of any of those remedies? Kinds of things they used?
For instance, they used to have a bush.
Mm-hmm.
They call it a privy hedge bush.
Mm-hmm.
They used to go down to the bayside and you pick that bush. It grow like a hedge.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a lot of prickle on it.
Mm-hmm.
Some fine leaf bush and you pick them.
Mm-hmm.
They used to pong them in a cloth. They get a clean cloth with a flour bag cloth or linen, and they take the leaves and they pong them.
Mm-hmm.
They squeeze the juice and they throw some salt in it, which is cooking salt.
Mm-hmm.
And they give you that a teaspoon of that to a certain amount of time. They gauge the time and they give you. People used to use it for cold, especially when they say that you have tuberculosis, something they call TB.
Yeah, right.
People used to use that.
Uh-huh.
They used to use, again, like, mixtures with bush. They had,
That's good.
It had some fine little thing they call, I forget the name of
it. Okay.
But it's a little berry that you squeeze it, and you mix it with the molasses that come from the sugar factory. And people used to clean mouth with it, and it used to prevent thrush and breath of mouth.
What was the first thing you said before breath of mouth?
Thrush.
What's that?
Some boils used to come in your mouth and prevent you from, they come on your tongue.
Thrush? And then how do you spell that other thing, that privet?
Period?
You know, how would you, just give me your guess how to spell it. I don't care if it's right or not. I'm just to get your guess, because your guess will give me a clue of how to find it, you know.
Okay, let's put it this
way.
P E.
Yeah.
V I.
Yeah.
H E D G E.
Okay, great. Hedge, I got you. Okay, you're a good sport. I appreciate it. I really do, because this isn't a spelling test. You know, I'm really just trying to get some kind of a line on how to find the thing somewhere. Well, that's terrific. Can you think of any other roots or herbs that were used? For curing things? Did your mother ever make anything?
Yeah, my mom used to do those things. That's why I know those things.
Yeah.
My mom used to do those things.
Yeah.
It's so much a different thing. But as you come to me now and it's so...
Sure, you forgot about it. Of course. I understand.
Yeah, well, my mom used to do those. Because me and my sisters and brothers, we used to go to look that bush.
Yeah.
When we have sore again, when you get up and your eyes are sore, they used to have a bush.